This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burton. Our first guest is from Juno's Public Libraries. Usually Shelley Delaney, my co-host, gets to speak with Kate Enge, but I get to today. Kate, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Thanks for zooming in on this beautiful Friday afternoon, Kate. You are the Grants and Marketing Coordinator, is that right, with the libraries?
Yes, that's right.
Got it. I was wondering if you could start us off, Kate, by just giving us sort of a brief overview of the state of operations with the libraries here in town.
Well, right now we are still at that limited schedule. So the downtown and Douglas libraries are open Sunday through Wednesday, our normal hours, and then the Valley libraries open Wednesday through Saturday. And unfortunately, you can't use our large meeting rooms right now, and our small meeting rooms are kind of limited use. At the Valley, we still have the nurses hotline operating out of our large meeting room, and downtown and in Douglas, our meeting rooms are used for quarantines, for returned books that get put into quarantine for 4 days, and then we check them in just to make sure, just to be extra safe.
All right. And just from what you've gleaned by talking to your colleagues, what would you say, what resources are being used the most by the public right now?
Right now, our collection is definitely being used, and a little bit with our wireless and computers. We were really happy when we closed to the public, but we were able to mail people books, and that was very popular. And then as soon as we reopened, we still have people who come in and just say, thank you for being open. I'm so glad I can get books. Like, we really love you and we missed you. And it's just nice to know that everybody, most people in Juno, love reading and love coming to the library. And we're very happy to be there for Juno.
All right. So speaking of that, what is the best or easiest way to get a book right now?
Right now, it's just coming into the library. Make sure you have your library card or a photo ID just to kind of make everything extra easy. You can browse our stacks. You can place holds. I think about 2 weeks ago, we started opening up our consortium, so you can now get books from Petersburg and Sitka Libraries. So thank you to them for opening up their collection to us. And conversely, we're sending a bunch of books to them. So you have a little bit more selection than just what is available in town.
All right. So I'm sort of a chronic marginalia writer. I cannot read without writing stuff with a pencil. So I often buy books. We're probably not supposed to write in library books, are we?
No, don't. Please don't write in library books. Unless you're really good, I guess, at erasing, and we can't tell. Yeah, that's what I think Friends of the Library Bookstore is
right
for, Scott. You can buy books there and
Hearthside.
Write in the margins.
Yeah, sounds good. And I'm imagining we should all wear masks if we come to any of the libraries.
Yes, please. Please wear masks. And if you don't have a mask or something happens and your mask falls apart, the library has masks that we're more than happy to give to you. And if you have any kind of chronic condition, some reason why you can't wear a mask, call us and we'll put you in touch with our director, Robert Barr, and he'll work with you to come up with some accommodations so you can still use the library.
What's the best general number for Juno libraries?
Call 586-5249. That's a downtown branch number. Our phones are set up so it will ring whatever library branch is open. So you could be calling downtown. Maybe like today you call that number and get the Valley. It's kind of a surprise, but everybody can, no matter which branch it is, we can help you with your questions.
Okay. And in addition to wearing a mask, bring your library card, you said. And did I see correctly that it's also library card sign up month?
That's right. It is. Every September, the American Library Association comes up with, we celebrate library card sign up. We kind of do an extra push. And I think now is pretty much a good time as ever. Like, school just started. and to just check your library account. And if you don't have a library card, come in because it's free. It takes about 5 minutes to sign up. And if you do have a library card but you lost it, we can also get you a replacement one.
Okay. And how about Battle of the Books? I think it's time for that too, right?
It is. That is just getting started. I think the final Battle of the Book list is going to be finalized, and we're going to print copies in a couple of days, I think next week. So if you want a list, you can come in and we can get you a list. We also have book displays at the three branches of the public library in our kids section. So if you can go in there, and all the books are kind of separated out by each section, like the grade level. It's been a while since I've done Battle of the Books. I can't remember how they're split up, but they're in each, your group will be in the right section.
Kate, maybe we need an adult version of Battle of the Books.
We do. We should, yeah. Though with how much work that goes into selecting the books, and it is a lot of work. I am not part of it, but I have seen library staff here and around the state how much care and time goes into with these school librarians and public librarians to pick books each year. I don't know if I want to be responsible for picking books for an adult Battle of the Book.
And what is sort of the general age range for Battle of the Books? Do you know?
It's school age kids. I think it does go from kindergarten through high school. I'm not sure how popular the kindergarten first grade is here. We generally have like some older elementary school, middle school, and high school kids who participate, but it's definitely an all ages event. And I think even homeschool kids can participate. Junior school district kids can participate. Like pretty much students around the state can participate.
Okay.
And we'll have more information about how Battle of the Books is going to work kind of a little bit as we go into fall and winter. They're still kind of nailing down how the competition is going to look.
And I mean, at its most basic level, it's a list of books that let's say sixth graders can read together, and you check them off as you read them and see how many you can get through.
Right. Well, see how many you can get through. And if you have a kiddo who is really inspired, they can study the book. And then I think they come up each, if I remember, it's like each class kind of forms a team, and then each grade has a team, and you answer trivia questions and see how much you remember from the book that you read. And the kids who get the most numbers correct kind of get advance to kind of like a statewide competition.
Cool. Keep us in the loop with that. It might be fun to get some participants on the show sometime to tell us about what they're reading too.
Yeah.
All right. This sounds fun. Banned books. I love that the library is promoting banned books. Tell us about
it. Yes, always. We love our banned books. So Banned Books Week starts September 27th, and so it goes until October 3rd. And this year we're going to have some displays up, and our outreach staff they are now checking out the books. They're going to make mystery packages. So they're going to be brown paper bags with the book inside, and you get to look at the description, see if it sounds interesting, borrow the book. And once you read it, there's going to be a review sheet inside. And if you fill that out and turn it in back to the library, you'll be entered into a prize drawing on October 18th.
You don't happen to have a list of banned books in front of you, do you?
I don't.
Okay.
I can try and find one really quick.
It's all right. We can keep going. I should have asked you before the show. All right. So banned books. Well, what else?
I think the other thing that we have is we're getting ready for Alaska Book Week is going to be October 2nd, I think, through the 9th. And this year they're featuring the Find the Good by Heather Lundy. And we do have several copies of that book available, either print form or digital form. And we're hoping everybody has a chance to read it, because I'm also in the process of hopefully coming up with some programming to do with the book, and hopefully maybe the author, fingers crossed, in October.
Well, that's perfect. And as you know, Heather will be on today's show talking about Finding the Good, her lecture tonight as part of Evening at Egan. So that's a fun sort of connection. All right.
And I did put, just so people know, I shared on the library's Facebook page the Zoom sign up for that evening at Egan. So if you're interested and you're looking, you can look at the UAS Facebook page or the library's Facebook page.
Okay. Please. Sounds good. You, like I said at the beginning of the interview, you usually get to talk with Shelley Delaney. And I love how you two share books that you're reading and sometimes selections from those books. You mind if I ask what you're reading right now?
No, go ahead. I just finished A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor by Hank Green. And if that name sounds kind of familiar, it's because Hank is the brother of John Green, who's a YA author who has a whole bunch of books published and one coming out. And this is the second book in this, I guess it's a duology because there's only going to be two. And it's kind of this weird sci-fi, not quite dystopian, but it's about these... I don't know, weird alien things show up in the first book. And it's how social media and connection and how all this, how this, these beings showed up and how they had ripple effects. And in the second book, it's kind of like taken care of. There's still ripple effects that happened in the first book. And he writes, Hank Green writes really well about connection, especially when it comes to internet and social media and how that affects us. And he wrote something which I know he was not thinking about, the pandemic or the protests or election year, when he wrote this book, because he's been working on it for a while. But I have a little bit of a segment that actually, if I read it, you would think that he wrote it with this whole summer, whole year of 2020 in mind. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, please do. Please share. I love the title, okay. A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so this happens, I think, on a, there's a big anniversary. I'm trying not to, I don't want to spoil the book. So this happens after a big anniversary of events that happened in the first book. And one of the characters writes a blog post. And this is the blog post. I am pulled in two directions right now. The first is that I do truly believe that human cruelty is the exception, not the norm. This is so important to remember. But the other is that these things are happening more and more. Yes, each one is just one person, and no, their actions never make sense. But this is part of a broader trend in disconnection. It almost never ends this way, but almost never is becoming more and more common. We are disconnected from each other, and we're losing all our old ways of feeling like we matter. That tears people up inside. Usually they act inwardly, but sometimes they lash out and hurt the people who are close to them. Even less often, they hurt strangers. Does it help to know that? Maybe not. Maybe it only helps to know that we're all part of something great, and that's the danger of acts like this. Not only is it in part a symptom of loss of faith in the human story, but it also perpetuates that loss of faith. I haven't lost it, though. That's it.
All right. If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Kate Enge. She's the Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Junos Public Libraries. She was just reading from A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor by Hank Green. Wow. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. I have a book. I am reading Art and Fear by David Bales and Ted Orland. And this was recommended by a couple artist friends here in town. It's pretty expositional, but it's full of these sort of anecdotes on why make art. So here I have a little selection for you, Kate. In the book, they tell this story. The ceramics teacher announced on opening day that he was dividing the class into two groups. All those on the left side of the studio, he had said, would be graded solely on the quantity of work they produced. All those on the right, solely on its quality. His procedure was simple. On the final day of class, he would bring in his bathroom scales and weigh the work of the quantity group. 50 pounds of pots rated an A, 40 pounds of B, and so on. Those being graded on quality, however, needed to produce only one pot, albeit a perfect one, to get an A. Well, came grading time, and a curious fact emerged. The works of highest quality were all produced by the group being graded for quantity. It seemed that while the quantity group was busily churning out piles of work and learning from their mistakes, the quality group had sat theorizing about perfection and in the end had little more to show for their efforts than grandiose theories in a pile of dead clay. So
that was almost a tongue twister.
Right.
There,
right.
At the end.
So takeaway, just make stuff. If you're an artist, make lots of stuff. Yep. If you're a writer, write a lot. Whatever art you do, just make. So I've been enjoying that. Art and fear. All right, Kate Enge, it's always fun talking with you. What else do we want to share with our listeners today?
I know we have the municipal elections coming up, and we're voting by mail this time for that election. And the Valley Library is going to be one of the spots that you can either drop off your ballot or get one if you never got one in the mail. So I'm glad we can have the Valley Library be one of those centers for people to go to be able to vote.
Absolutely. All right. So we know the number to call you, 586-5249. If we need any special accommodations or maybe have questions, what's the best website to find you again?
That is, it's juno.org/library.
All right. Kate Enge, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Yeah. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Drawn to that sort of library magic, whispering.